what you might like to do after you graduate?
I am also like Ava. I probably will not decide until right before decision day. But I want to be pre-med and then bioengineering major. And I hope to become a surgeon in the future is the goal.
Now, you still have time to be part of this incredible experience. The deadline for application is February 15th at 11:59 p.m., so you have until midnight on the 15th. The program runs June 15th through July 31st, and hillmanacademy.upmc.com is where you can find information. And as long as you are over 15 or over, I think would be right, you can apply, and you should have an interest in STEM, biomedicine, computer science, or research. And I know that Hillman Academy would love to hear from you if you've got any interest in that, and if you're that age, or if you're an adult with access to students that age. I have one more question, but did any of you have anything you would like to say that I didn't give you space to say?
I think you did a great job giving us space to talk, but I think I speak for all of us when I say that if you're nervous about applying to the Hillman Academy or really just applying to anything in STEM or that whole like ecosystem of science and math and engineering because you don't feel like you have the background, I can promise you at the Hillman Academy and STEM at large, you will find mentors and you will find people, and they will be more than happy to help you progress on your journey. And I think what this has taught me about looking at all the opportunities in front of me for the rest of my life is that none of them are too hard or too scary if you're willing to ask questions and apply yourself and be wrong sometimes and accept responsibility. And yeah, if you're nervous at all, I'd say don't be. Try applying. It could be an amazing experience. It could really open a door up to something you'd really enjoy.
Thanks, Ava. Either of you?
Yeah, to add on to that, David Boone and Stephen Jones are some of the kindest people, genuinely, I've met. And they are so great at leading this program and helping you out if you need anything or need resources during the school year or you're applying to colleges and have questions. So just trust, like, this program will help guide you to wherever you want to be, and they will be there for years to come.
Yeah, with that, like, the Hillman Cancer Center, one of the things that I appreciated most about it is that within the program, there are, about 8 different sites, and each of those are led by mentors. I was in surgery site. It had 2 mentors, and so beyond just your personal lab mentor, you also have like graduate students in your lab. And then beyond that, you have your site heads. And beyond that, you have David Boone and Stephen Jones, who are all super amazing and genuinely, like Sarah said, are super kind people and always willing to sit down and talk with you, or you could have one-on-one meetings if you're struggling to understand things. And I know my site did weekly meetings to present your research just to a small group of like just your peers, whoever else is in your site, and that was super super helpful in understanding what you were learning that week.
Thank you to Sarah and Mia, respectively. You also answered my question, which was just to kind of sum up how you would encourage people to consider applying. A note just coming in from a woman with a degree in chemical engineering who says hats off to you. And I hope you'll keep in touch so we can see how your lives continue to evolve. And I think Hillman Cancer Academy, I know you feel fortunate to have them in your life. I think they feel the same way about each of you. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHAFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. With links to our own audio player, plus those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our listen by phone number, 631-359-8728.
Standing on solid ground, you fit into your frame just right, but it's gonna tumble down if you're holding on too tight. You know that's right, so open all the doors and windows, let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows, coming on through. When the joy begins, how you gonna sort it through as you let the world come in? So you let the leaves in too. Now you go clean and sweet. Hang on to the precious ones. There's wisdom in the things you keep to put up in the morning sun. So much fun to open all the doors and windows. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows. Coming on through. Calling on the winds of change. The winds of to bring the healing rain. May we all get soaked. Here's the cold, wet truth. It's hard to warm it on your own. So welcome in a friend or two. Now you made yourself a home. They can help fill the gaps. Add a little extra room. Show you when to look out back. In time to see the garden bloom. None too soon to open all the doors. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and the windows.
the Saturday Light Brigade, Billy Jonas. I'm still talking with our cancer research team here. I hope you enjoyed hearing from them this morning. You're going to hear from somebody totally different and still serious, but maybe a different kind of serious. We have a very special guest coming up to talk about something happening soon at the new Hazlett Theater. Thank you for being here with us at the Saturday Light Brigade this morning. Hope you're feeling warm. I hope your week was reasonable, given all the snow we had last Sunday and the cool temperatures that continue in the region.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Coming up on April 5th, or I'm sorry, February 5th and February 6th, this coming Thursday and Friday, the new Hazlett Theater's community-supported art performance series is going to be welcoming a very special guest, and this person is the star, the one that really puts it all together. Agnes Teaches Acting is the program, and we've got the person that will be holding forth, Agnes Stephenson, here with us. Hello, Agnes.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be alive. Thank you for having me, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me about yourself and about what this play is all about.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. You know, I am the greatest acting teacher and performer on planet Earth. I really know this about myself. I love the theater, and I love to teach, and I love to perform for my students and let them know that I'm the boss, you know? And so I put together an acting workshop. We're going to do it next week at the new Hazlett Theater, Thursday and Friday, Thursday night at 7:30, Friday morning at 10 a.m., Friday night at 7:30. And it's going to be so beautiful. I'm going to teach acting. I'm going to teach these students how it's done. You know, the American theater is in peril, Larry. And it's really a scary time. You know, the arts are under siege. It's not just, they're not just threatened, you know. Funding is being cut here and there. We have an opportunity to come together and celebrate the theater and celebrate acting and celebrate the human imagination. And it's just such a beautiful opportunity. I'm so grateful. I'm so full of life, and I'm ready to do this thing.
Now, what makes you such a good acting teacher?
I really show the students that I'm the only one that can do it.
So you're the singular one, not the only one who can act, but the only one who can teach acting.
All of the above. all of the above.
I'll bet you're good.
And I think they need to see that. They need to understand that there really, truly is only one.
Can you give...
Beyond that, you know, because that's a lot of ego, right? Let's admit it. That's a lot of ego. But I really, what I do is I push them to the limits of absurdity. We have to feel inside ourselves a silliness that kind of knows no bounds, you know? Why should I stay within the lines of conformity when I could go so far beyond and really learn something about myself and then the people around me, you know?
It sounds exciting. So while you are being quite candid and quite serious right now, it sounds like when you take the stage at the New Hazlett Theater, you're going to help the audience get outside of themselves, and you might get a little silly with them, but you're very serious about your silliness, if there even is silliness to you. You strike me as somebody who cares so much about this.
I take that as such a great compliment. Thank you. I take it so seriously. You know, the theater is crucial to our society. It's in the fabric of not only American, you know, culture, but, you know, the people here, but it's in the fabric of human nature. We must connect by expressing the world within ourselves. And the theater really catches all of that. It's not just drama. It's not just comedy. It's music. It's the silence. It's the lights. It's making you think about yourself in new ways when you can just sit there. And maybe you don't show up at the theater expecting to be entertained, but you just go there to be present, and you allow something to happen, and something happens in the room for all of us. That is a ride unlike anything else. And I feel so passionately about it. And I really just want to bring us all together so that we can feel that together and have an experience. And here's the thing, Larry, I don't know entirely what it's going to be. I know, you know, there's a script. You know, we have, you know, plot points along the way. I have things that I want to say. There'll be musical numbers. There'll be exercises with the students. They're brilliant, talented actors. Richard McBride, Wallace Lucas, Moira De La Cruz, Joe Kosha. I'm so excited to bring these actors together and work with them on the craft and show them how it's done. But, you know, beyond that, it's really a place for us to... God, I lost my train of thought.
It sounds like anything can happen. And... we just have about another minute left. I want to be sure, Agnes Stephenson, who you're hearing here, I believe this is Agnes's first visit to the Pittsburgh area. Agnes teaches acting, runs yes. February 5th, Thursday night at 7:30, and then on the 6th, Friday, at 10 a.m. and 7:30 as part of the community-supported arts performance series at the New Hazlett Theater. I hope all goes well. I know you're probably deep. Well, you probably could do this without preparing, but I'm sure you're still preparing.
Thank you so much for seeing me, for witnessing me, for naming it, and naming my true talents. Thank you so much, Larry.
It's
thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure, and good luck with the show. That's Agnes Stephenson, and she, her name precedes herself. I'm glad she could be with us. Adam Fitz is going to be with us in a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Joel Mabus will help us.
I'm an analog kind of guy. You can call me Analog Joe.
Pass the time as we get
just
ready for
analog,
him.
Analog, buddy. That's the way I roll. Don't need no algorithm. I take my rhythm with me where I go. You see, I got a watch in my pocket, and all it does is tell the time. Got a little clock face, Buster, that suits me fine. I don't need to put my glasses on just to see that it's 9:30. Don't need no digital reminder to tell me when to take my pill. I don't need no app to figure the tip on my waiter's bill. I don't take no telephone movies, cause I ain't no Cecil B. DeMille. Analog, analog, call me Analog Joe. Analog, analog, Buster, that's the way I roll. Don't need no algorithm, I take my rhythm with me where I go. Shoes, analog guitar to sing my analog blues. Just give me 20 digits. I call them fingers and toes. Fingers play the music, keep the toes tapping as I go. Yeah, I go. One thing I want you to hear. Don't send me no digital flowers and spare me the virtual tears. Just show up at my wake and drink my good old analog beer. Analog, analog, call me Analog Joe. Analog, analog, Buster, that's the way I roll. Just keep your algorithms, I take my rhythm with me when I go. Yeah, I go.
Joel Mabus at the Saturday Light Brigade. I am looking at our Youth Media Center right now, and I am thrilled to see quite a few people out there. Today is a registration day and open house at the Youth Media Center. And if you're a teen, or if you have a teen in your family and are curious about what goes on, feel free to join us. Registration day continues until 2 o'clock. And I'm so glad to see so many folks enjoying it. You can learn about what's new at the Youth Media Center this spring. Tour our space. You can meet some of the teens that already are involved in our programs. There are refreshments to enjoy, too. So thanks to everybody I see out there getting ready to go. I also want to thank Adam Fitz, who we had scheduled the May Day band to be with us before the May Day marching band. And unfortunately, they had a number of illnesses and some difficulties weather-related. We will reschedule them. And Adam is a great person to have in his own right. And we move some things around, and he's able to join us. A new album is forthcoming from him soon, but we'll talk about that and some other things. Why don't we get a listen to a song first? Here is Adam Fitz.
My first kiss when I was 13, We were on vacation, everyone was drinking. My heart was racing, my hands were sweaty. When you take my heart, please handle it with care. Ooh. When I was 20, I had a fake ID. I thought she loved me, but she loved to party. Now in my 40s, I could see it all so clearly. When you take my heart, please handle it with care. Ooh, some things catch us unprepared. It's a landmark year. Ooh, if you listen close, you'll hear. I met you through friends that we both knew. I thought we had something, but you were out of my league. Now as our kids laugh, the years go flying past. When you take my heart, take my heart. Ah, ooh, some things catch us unprepared. It's a landmark year. Ooh, if you listen close, you'll hear. I was driving right as the sun set, trimming the Ohio, headed west. Hills on the horizon, and this is only the beginning. When you take my heart, please handle it with care. Ooh, some things catch us unprepared. It's a landmark year. Ooh, if you listen close, you'll hear.
Adam Fitz, nice to see you again. It's been a while.
Great to see you too, Larry.
Since you've been here. How, I don't often ask a question like this, but that song sounds very true. Is it is it pretty much based in reality?
There's some mixed fiction in there, but I'm excited to chat with you today. I am in the process of mixing a new record that's going to be called October. So in 2024, I had this delusional idea that if I worked hard at my music, I could maybe surpass where I had been in the past. And so I was taking guitar lessons via Zoom, and I was working on my songwriting, and I was playing out as much as I could, and I felt like I was very, my muscles were in good place, right, in 2024. And October came around, and I saw some people online who do Inktober, which is a daily drawing prompt through the month of October. And in my head, I was like, oh, I'd love to do like a daily challenge of some sort, but visual art is not where I've been focused this year. And so I saw somebody like take that same graphic with all the prompts, cross out ink, and write song. And they were like, hey, I'm going to write a song a day in October. And I was like, oh, that aligns with what I've been working on this whole last year. And so I embarked on the challenge of attempting to write a song every day in the month of October based on these prompts. And I ended up with 27 out of 31 days, which isn't bad, having a family and job and life and kids and all this stuff. So what I found when having to write a song, I mean, getting to write a song every day, is that I kind of had to dig into some memory, right? And so there was a lot of the songs had a lot of nostalgia and seeds of memories of my life in it.
That makes sense. So when you're given that kind of constraint, especially the time constraint, you're going to look inward. I mean, Undoubtedly, you will. Maybe not for every single one.
For sure. Some of them. And that was day 31. So, you know, by that point, the well had been pretty well.
Now, the new album, are all of the songs from, is it a subset of what you wrote in October?
It'll be 10 of the songs from October. The record will be called October. That song I just played called Landmark will be the first song on it. And it'll, I mean, I guess it'll be the first single. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I live in the top 40 world where a single matters. But, you know, I think that will be the first thing I release from this set of songs. And it's already mixed. I recorded it with my friend Daniel Blake out in at the Schoolhouse Studios in South Greensburg, Youngwood area, out near Greensburg where I live. And then I'm currently mixing it with Jake Hanner from Denora, who's just has a huge presence in the local music community, especially in the recording mixing.
His whole family.
Yes, correct.
Indeed, the Hanner family does. It is interesting. We use the term single still, and we were talking about that a little bit last week with Mirabelle Skip Worth.
Who's also
and
from the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, Olive Kramer was here too. And, you know, if it's a piece that gets people interested or whets their appetite to listen to you, that's a good way of thinking about it. I think we used to think about it as, you know, this is the record that's going to be played all over the radio and will cause the record sales to occur that are going to allow you to have a living at doing this. But I think you end up these days, the money comes from merch and face-to-face in-person performances, less so than recordings. Not that you shouldn't make recordings, but it's really changed, hasn't it?
It sure has changed a lot, and I can't say that I've ever enjoyed the successes of selling enough records to make money. So I'm uniquely positioned in this no money coming from recordings economy that we live in. But I mean the whole business model has been turned on its head. I'm trying to figure out what to do with this record. The last couple of things I've put out have been digital-only releases with the feigning interest in physical media that's now resurging. I think as we realize we lease digital things, we don't own the digital stuff that typically we encounter. I'm trying to think about that. And then the ethics around the streaming world, and I love the accessibility. It's like having a kiosk at the mall. Like, hey, if you want to be visible, that's where all the people are. Mm-hmm. And if you're not searchable, you know, it's hard to exist. J. Cole can do it because J. Cole has built an infrastructure around that. And so I don't know. You know, I'm trying to figure out what that looks like. I feel like it might look like the album on a streaming platform and only two of the songs being there and the rest of it being sitting on physical media. You know, I've been talking with some people about potentially doing a short vinyl run of this album and or some CDs. And I'm trying to figure out what that looks like right now.
Yeah, artifacts are getting really popular again. And people like, I hate to use the word owning, but it truly is the term people use. But just having a physical artifact associated with somebody whose art you enjoy. This is Adam Fitz, who you're hearing, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. What would you like to play next?
So this next song was earlier in the month. It's a song called Binoculars. So that this is again deep in reaching into the well of memory.
I ate a hot dog while Dad snuck a beer. He carried the tickets and binoculars. How it looked so close, though it's so far away. We peered through the lenses held them up to our eyes. Here comes the big hurt, he hit a pop fly. How it looked so close, though it's so far away. And by the sixth inning, Dad was cussing and spitting. Second deck, third baseline, I was just a kid then. How it looked so close, though it's so far away. It's really lines with mirrors, and even though it was years ago, it still feels like we're there. Clear as day, from far away we watch the game. How we looked so close, though you're so far away. I'd almost forgotten how you'd spoiled me rotten with concerts and camping and baseball matinees. How we looked so close, how we looked so close. How it looked so close, though it's so far away.
Adam Fitz with another song from his forthcoming release, October. You think you'll release that in October?
Yeah, the timing is probably looking like that at this point. I mentioned it earlier. Like I'm working, a buddy of mine named Rich has a record label called Nebby Records, and so I think we're going to do like a in partnership with Hellbender Vinyl, a limited run of 100 LPs, and with the timing of production and mixing and all this stuff, probably later this year. October would be perfect.
Yes, it's amazing. It does take a while. You can learn more about Adam's music at adamfitz.bandcamp.com. When I mentioned Mirabel Skipworth a moment ago, you had said another Chicagoland person, and I'd forgotten that you've got some Chicago roots. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Chicago on the South Side, and actually in that song that I just played, Binoculars, it talks about a baseball game. It mentions the Big Hurt, which was Frank Thomas in the 90s. He was a big slugger,
yeah,
in the early mid 90s.
Did he play third base?
I think it was first base.
I don't know why
those big guys were all, yeah, they're out there on first base.
I remember him as an infielder. It's funny, as soon as you said his name, it came right to me. How long did he live in Chicago?
I was born there in 1979, and I lived there for, I don't know, 36 years or so. My wife is from Latrobe, so, you know, we live out in the Greensburg area, but we moved here about 9 years ago. It'll be 10 years this September.
So do you find, I keep the cold, comparatively. I haven't looked at the temperature in Chicago, but between the wind and more of the lake effect snow, it probably, generally speaking, we have it a lot easier, I would imagine.
Yes and no. When we first moved here, I woke up one morning and there was a dusting of snow out, and the school called a 2-hour delay, and I was like, why? There's barely any snow out there. And it wasn't until I was in my car floating sideways down a hill that I was like, I got it. I understand why now. So
Chicago's flat.
Chicago is flat and square. And so the difference is, to me, is the changes in elevation and that pesky gravity.
It's funny, you just reminded me, and I've mentioned this on the air a few times, but I went to Kansas a couple times, but the first time I went to Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas, to be exact, I wanted to go to a certain restaurant, and Ricky and I were there. Bill, our friend, was there too, and it looked like this restaurant was, it's just up there, two blocks, and we walked two blocks, and it's still two blocks away, and a mile later or so, it still looks like it's two blocks away. I just
might have been a mirage.
I was not at all accustomed to having that kind of line of sight, having grown up in Pittsburgh.
You can see it, but I had some uncles who would come visit, and they'd go to a Pirates game, and they'd hit the bars on Carson Street, and they'd be like, "Hey, I looked up this restaurant. How do I get to go?" Ask the server, the bartender, and they were just like, "Straight, you can't get there from here."
Yes.
There's not a way, unless you have a car. Yeah, you're just not getting there.
It's just not possible.
And it's so frustrating. You can see it. It's right there.
Yeah, you just isn't going to work. Adam Fitz is who you are listening to, and it's good to know he's got a record coming out soon. What would you like to play next?
Obviously, I did these song prompts, and some of them I was trying to Google ideas, right? Just like, what angle can I take on this prompt? And some of them, the prompt triggered an idea that I had been stirring for a long time, right? Not necessarily a melody or a progression or even a lyric, but just a seed of an idea. And so one of the prompts was the word scarecrow, and I had been kicking around this idea of how oftentimes in our society, well-intentioned loving adults will often talk young creatives out of their creative aspirations. Now, you guys do great work here at Saturday Light Brigade and encourage those creative things. However, I'm sure when a lot of these kids go to their Thanksgiving dinner or their their holiday party, they probably have an aunt who says, have you tried getting on the radio with your music, or have you thought about a B plan? And so, yeah. So I've been kicking this idea around on how to address that and how to both tell young people to be careful about who you share your ideas with, because they could potentially try to talk you out of it. And then to our mature folks, everything is risky. Why not encourage people to do the thing they love? Right.
That's the bubble busters are certainly out there.
Just being realistic, and it's under the guise of like, I'm just trying to be realistic. And this prompt scarecrow somehow rattled that idea loose.
So I'm curious, not to interrupt your flow here, is that the nature of the prompt, just a single word?
Just a single word, yeah. There was a graphic with a single word, and I... just myself, I just made that word the title of the song. And so that, to backtrack a little bit, the whole idea of writing a song a day, there's this exercise of acceptance, right? It's like, I have to get this seed of an idea developed enough, because I would record it the night before and then post it the next morning. So all of these, if you go back far enough in my Instagram, you'll see the genesis of all of these songs.
So there's accountability and acceptance.
There's accountability and engagement and all those things. So the whole idea of trying to write a song in a day comes from acceptance, because a lot of times writer's block, I think, comes from the fear of there's the editing brain that comes in, and that's where, when it should be the brainstorming part. There are two different parts of our brain. We create and then we edit. And I think when people are trying to edit during the creation process, that's where things gum up. And so this was all like, hey, I don't need to play any of these songs again. There was not the idea of a record when I was writing these songs. The idea was, hey, write a joke song, write a throwaway song, just hit the mark today. Like, write a song in that thing, you know, under that theme. So, you know, the whole thing was about acceptance.
That's beautiful. And I can't wait to hear the song. Scarecrow as the inspiration for the phenomenon we were just talking about. Somebody I know once called it the "Don't Yuck My Yum" feature, or the Bubble Busters, whatever you'd like to call it. Here's Adam. The song is called Scarecrow.
Scarecrow. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, keep away. I was pretty young when I'd first seen a root peeking out of a tiny seed. You know, at that point, I really didn't know too much about this world. So I got carried away and I started to dream, thinking of all the things it could grow up to be. I told my teacher and she said, "Oh honey, that there's bound to be a green bean." It killed all my dreams. It was so disappointing. So I got a big stick, I buried it halfway up with dirt. Got an old pair of pants and a long sleeve flannel shirt to guard these dreams with all hope. I got a hat and some rope and some hey, 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 oh, to keep them away. I was pretty young when I first caught the bug. You know, it's not always easy when you find something you love. Your family will often advise you to do anything but. They'll say you should get a job, you should go back to school. I'm talking about a real career where you get benefits too. I'm sure this music stuff is fun for now, but do you really think you can pay the bills with it long term? It's a hard thing to hear from people who love you. But have you considered trying out for American Idol? So I got a big stick, hey, buried it halfway up with dirt. And got an old pair of pants and a long sleeve button-up shirt to guard these dreams with all hope. I'll build myself a scarecrow with some hey, 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 hey-oh to keep them away. Gotta guard your dreams with all hope. When the little they can be so fragile. So hey, 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 oh, keep them away. Hey, 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 oh, keep them away. Hey, 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 hey.
Adam Fitz, great metaphor and great song. We are going to have time for two more, just to sort of keep you posted. Things have flown by, and it's I don't. Are you playing out much? I imagine you're focusing on the recording.
Yeah. So I have. This is the least I've been performing out since pretty much 2020. You know, it's COVID. I really, pre-COVID, I was very active playing, doing like cover sets and bars, you know. In 2019, I think I played 90 shows between original music and then, you know, Brown Eyed Girl in the corner of a brewery. And at the same time, I was creating YouTube content and collaboratively. So it was like over 50 of those. However, I was talking with Ty before the show, and in 2019, I was a school teacher. And I was not very happy. And it's amazing how driven you can be towards creativity when you're not happy in your circumstances as a, mm-hmm. you know, an effort to change circumstance. And I put a lot of energy into music and creativity. And it actually, I thought it would change my creative life. It actually changed my professional life. And so now I'm doing things in arts and entertainment and events. And I'm interacting with musicians all the time, and music's a central part of my life. And so, unfortunately, I'm a little bit less driven to change my life circumstances because I'm pretty happy about them. So I have been working on this record. I will say that, you know, the state of the world does not inspire one, me, to feel like my voice matters right now. So I don't know. I guess I'm less driven in that space right now, wherever that driving fire in my gut, it has not been leading me to request venues to have me come there and sing their songs for some reason that I will unpack in the next record, perhaps.
You know? Well, or it matters more than ever. What do you want to do next?
All right, so I'm going to tune this guitar down to a drop D tuning, because again, when you're writing a song every day, you got to figure out ways to make it. To make the same instrument interesting again, right? And so there was a whole grip of songs of those 27 I wrote that were in this drop D format. And the prompt for this one was called Camp. And I'm not sure how we got where we got, but I'm very happy with this song. It's called Camp. It goes like this. I've been working on this riff I haven't got it down quite yet Yeah, it's a work in progress But I'm gonna give it my best And one day I'm gonna nail it Never been amazing at anything. Was average height, average weight, got mostly B's and C's. I made the high school play, but I couldn't land the lead. Man, I wasn't even the understudy. I've never been amazing at anything. I've been working on regrets I even started talking to a therapist See, I've been trying to figure out why my focus would always shift from thing to thing So now I can kind of play guitar and I can kind of sing But I've never been amazing at anything Camp in this practice space Let me tell you, I played this over and over until I was blue in the face Like My wife and neighbors are sick of hearing it But there ain't no way I'm gonna quit Cause one day I'm gonna nail it I've been working on this riff I still haven't got it down quite yet There's days when I'm filled with doubt There's days I want to throw in the towel But today could be the day I finally nail it Yeah, today could be the day that I nailed it.
Adam Fetz, and great to have you here. I want to be sure we get to your other song, one more song. Anything else you wanted to say today that I didn't give you a chance to mention?
You know, I did, and it's fine if we don't get to another song too, you know. I talked about how writing these songs was an exercise in acceptance, right? Whatever that was. And so at the end of the month, I was like, oh, I like some of these songs. I'm going to book some studio time and maybe record some of them. But I'm just going to, I think we could do as many songs as we can in like 3 days. So I called my buddy. I was like, hey, I want to book 3 days. He's like, yeah, I got late January, February. Let's get 3 days on the books. And I'm like, whatever comes out of those 3 days, much in the spirit of writing these songs with acceptance, I'm going to accept whatever, however far we get. And what I learned is that I had to accept that I could not accept that when it came to the recordings. And so the record is still an exercise in acceptance. It's me accepting that the way I wanted to approach the project recording-wise, I could not accept. Because me and my collaborator, Daniel Blake, we could see the seeds of that. If we put a little bit more into this one, it would pay back in exponentially. And so, so you know, we spent a year recording the album.
It's a good insight. It's a good.
So it is still a record of acceptance.
Yeah, it's a good insight and good to understand that about yourself. The album's October. Look for it perhaps around October. And look for Adam at adamfitz.bandcamp.com. So what's your last one?
I'm going to tune this string back up. And then the last song we'll play is a song called Guidebook. And I did work with somebody. Most of these songs stayed pretty consistent to the way they were written the day I wrote them. But this one, we actually did a little bit of work on over the year in the studio. And like I said, I was working with an old acquaintance in Chicago who was giving me some feedback on the work. And this will be the last song on the record. And it's called Guidebook. It goes like this. Oh, turn the wipers off. Looks like the rain has stopped for now. Guess we're getting off. We've needed gas for miles. After all the times we shared, how you could just throw your hands in the air, say you're giving up. But I'm not giving up. Signs say left, map says right. Turning from afternoon into night. Her face lit in golden trails of light. We'll follow the stars home tonight. Family history, conditions pre-existing. Were we born this way? With our fates already sealed, I reached for your hand and you pulled away. You said you were joking, but I'm not okay. If you've any doubt, hey, let's get it figured out. Signs say left, map says right. Turning from afternoon into night. Her face lit in golden trails of light. We'll follow the stars home tonight. I don't really care what it'll cost. Just admit it, babe. Admit we're lost.
Adam Fitz, thank you for being here with us today.
Appreciate you and the whole team.
And thank you to all of our guests today, Lanija, Kevin, and Judah from the Chocolate Nutcracker running February 12th through the 14th at Pierce Theater, presented by Expressions Art and Movement. Mia, Ava, and Sarah representing hillmanacademy.upmc.com, where you can apply if you're 15 or older for their program, where you will be mentored in medical research by somebody special. And also, thank you to the great acting instructor Agnes Stephenson, talking about Expressions Art and Movement. Mia, Ava, and Sarah representing hillmanacademy.upmc.com, where you can apply if you're 15 or older for their program, where you will be mentored in medical research by somebody special. And also, thank you to the great acting instructor Agnes Stephenson, talking about the upcoming show at the New Hazlet. Our program is booked by Ty Trosky. Ella Storm is our technical associate doing today's mixing. Chad Green is our technical director. Our education team includes Alex Bennett, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Megan Valley, and Ben Rutkowski. Joseph Kukula is manager of our Youth Media Center. Robert Gray is director of operations. Ricky Berger is director of me. This is Larry Berger. We will look for you next week. We'll meet you here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Wrap your troubles in dreams. I wish I knew how to sing, but I don't. I just sound like...